5. I'm kind of listening for Mr. Jesse, but I don't hear him, so I guess I will kick this off. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Julio Yankee for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Good evening, Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. What's going on in Nebraska? Over.
Not much. Just cool weather is all going on out here. Over.
Roger. We're supposed to have a cosmetic coating or a dusting of snow tonight and tomorrow. So we were 70-some degrees on Monday, in the 60s on Tuesday, the 50s on Wednesday, the 30s on Thursday. So, but then it's going to go back up again. It's just a little bump in the road.
Roger. Well, we was 20 last night. It's going to get cool tonight because we're already down to 37. So it's going to cool off here tonight, over.
Roger. Well, thank you for jumping in there, Mr. Mo. I put you on the list, so I will check back with you.
Roger. Oh, well, by the way, I don't need a letter from Jesse. I got it all figured out.
Alrighty, if I hear from him, I will let him know that. So, thank you for checking in. Do I have any other check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? CQ.
Kilo 4
to
Whiskey X-ray.
There's a familiar voice. Mr. Russell, you're sounding great from Georgia. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Bob. I hope you are as well. And got a copy on Mo, KB0RFA. I don't have a very, very good copy as far as readability, but I can hear his voice and pick him out. And his signal is great. He's got a F9 signal, but we have some storms, I guess, moving through the area. And unfortunately, with his F9 signal, I believe it's about a F9. I've got the F9 and higher of static crashes. So as, other than that, good to hear both of you. So back to you there, Bob, KK4WX.
All righty, Russell. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Kind of missed you over the last couple of weeks, so we'll see how many check-ins we have, and we'll get this kicked off. So, CQ, looking for check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is KAAJOY. Nothing additional heard, so I'll do the opening, and then I'll go back. So good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the one, the only, Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I will open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, do I have any check-ins for tonight's Wednesday Night Liberty Net? CQ. It's kind of light at the moment. Let me kick it off and we'll get started quickly. I have an article from Newsweek and it says Taiwan and its surrounding airspace, quote, is all ours, unquote. A Chinese fighter pilot reported remarked on Monday as the People's Liberation Army flew jets and spy planes towards the Democratic Island for more than half the days in March. According to a recording carried by newspapers in Taipei and acquired by Newsweek, the exchange between pilots from the Republic of China Air Force and the PLA Air Force took place at 10:04 a.m. local time after the Chinese warplanes flew into Taiwan's Southwest Air Defense Identification Zone. The Taipei's interceptor aircraft, which was not identified in local reports, dispatched a standard warning radio warning to its Chinese counterpart. This is the Republic of China Air Force, the Chinese military, currently flying at 6,000 meters in Taiwan's southwestern airspace. You have entered our airspace on our affected aviation safety. Turn around and leave immediately. The reply, which came a few seconds later, was brief, and the response is the Chinese saying, "This is all ours." So it looks like them little Chinese people are trying to overstep their boundaries. The page is run by observers who track military and civilian aircraft movements around Taiwan, reporting particularly on maneuvers by the Chinese and American military. A moderator who did not wish to be named told Newsweek that Monday's exchange between pilots from Taiwan and China was heard using software-defined radio on the aeronautical emergency frequency 121.5. The Taiwanese military also uses 243.0 megahertz, but all attempts to drive Chinese aircraft out of the ADIZ were happened on 121.5, the administration added. So I will read the whole article, but it sounds like China is being arrogant. Kind of interesting. China was not this arrogant when President Trump was in office. Now they've gotten a big set of balls because they got Sleepy Sloppy Joe in America. With that being said, let me see if I have any check-ins before I move on. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. Do you have something you'd like to add tonight, sir?
KD0RSA. Young people down in Florida are having parties and they're burning their masks down there, which I think is a splendid thing. They're burning their masks down there. And I had something else on my mind, but I kind of forgot it. But I could hear X down there in Georgia pretty good. So I'm looking forward to listening to him. Over.
Alrighty, well, yes, they are partying down in Florida, but hey, they're letting all those immigrants come across the border, and they're bringing COVID, and they're not masked. So, we need to let America get back to being America. There are always risks in living, so, but we need to be Americans and have our freedom. With that being said, Mr. Russell, I'm going to go right to you. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, sir. KK4WX, KK8JOY.
Okay, gentlemen, KB0RSA and also Mr. Bob there. This is KK4WX. Mo, I can hear you. Pretty doggone good that time. Sounded excellent. So I don't know. It's kind of funny how things will change and conditions will change, but excellent quality that time. I look for more of this kind of stuff to continue and get worse. Bob, I don't know about you, but with China, you know, they have a larger navy than the United States does right now, I believe. I believe that's someplace I heard that on the news media. It may have been Fox, but anyway, it's pretty reliable because I don't listen to all the news outlets. Only the ones that I believe can give a little bit of an honest answer. Hey, this COVID thing, and Mo, I tell you what, all I can say is the COVID cases, the hospital cases and all that in Texas have went down
since
the governor out of Texas decided to lift the mandate on masks.
So, of course, you know, Governor DeSantis down here below our state of Georgia in Florida, they've had Florida wide open, and I don't think no mandate for quite some time. And it's the same here in Georgia. I mean, we don't have any kind of a restrictions or anything like that, any kind of lockdowns. We don't have restaurants and things locked down, or if you've got a gym or something like that, we don't have any gyms locked down like they do up north. It's terrible at the things that they're doing. These Democratic-run states and cities are completely locking everything down. Michigan, I feel sorry for the people in Michigan because they got such a idiot for a governor up there. But this is a norm for these states. And all I gotta say is, hey, if you're in a Yankee state up there, you've got exactly what you've been voting for all these years. Now it's being brought on us. Unfortunately, a lot of Yankees are trying to flee their state. They're fleeing their state because they've created such a damn mess with them and their damn unions. They've created such a mess. And now they want to come to the southern states, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, they're trying to turn them all blue. And I hate to say it, but they're succeeding to some extent. So, guys, really kind of, you really need to, these people that live up north and all, there's nobody can help you. There's nobody down here going to move up there. I don't know anybody from down south that wants to move up in the northern state. They don't want to go up there to higher taxes, to more restrictions, left-wing liberal type of governments, and all these so-called people that let men go in women's bathrooms, and on and on and on. It's just totally and completely amazing. But anyway, I was listening to Sandy Rios the last couple of mornings, and I've got a little piece I wanted to start where her show started. I think it was yesterday morning. I'm going to play just a little piece of it. I've got a snippet of it off of the source that I get, and I want you just to listen to it. First, she starts off with an official making an announcement, then she goes into talking about this COVID thing and this so-called is going to be a not only a mask mandate, but now they're coming out with a vaccine passport. So, guys, if I were you, I would not take this. I would not take the vaccine for one thing, and I certainly wouldn't accept no passport, this so-called vaccine passport. But here goes just a little sample of it, and we'll see what we get here. This is KK4WG Friday.
Here, I'm going to
lose the
script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared.
Yeah, well, that's very comforting. The CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, says that she has a feeling of impending doom. I have a recurring feeling of impending doom. remember last week, Dr. Fauci was accused by Dr. Rand Paul, in that hearing of making his conclusion, which he then has turned into public policy, on COVID and its spread and on masks and on vaccines and all of it based on assumptions, not on facts. They always say follow the science, but there is no science. There is no science to prove what they are trying to get us to do. and so now they're telling us that everything's worse. Oh, there's a new strand, and it's, going, the globe is going to die. I mean, everyone's going to die because, there's a new strand, and now you must get your vaccine, and you must hurry, says Joe Biden. You must get it quickly. And now, of course, they're talking about a vaccine passport. I have so much to tell you about this morning, and so I'm going to try to be as clear as I possibly can. And it's efficient. First of all, you have to hear what your president said yesterday, in part because on this theme of outbreaks and how it's worse and the cases are increasing. Now, yeah, they've managed somehow to find the numbers to say that the cases increase. But the odd thing is that, as the governor of Texas points out, there are fewer people in the hospital and there are much fewer deaths. The death rate from COVID is falling. It's just falling everywhere, in spite of what they're saying. The sky is falling, impending doom. All right, so Joe Biden had to do his part, and he did it. This is it, last night, clip three.
I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down. And business should require masks as well. The failure to take this virus seriously, precisely what got us to in the first place, risk more cases and more deaths. Look, as I do my part to accelerate the vaccine distribution and vaccination, I need the American people to do their part as well. Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way we ever get back to normal. Cheer together and stay in full fans. To gather together on holidays and do it safely. Go to graduations, weddings.
15 frequencies!
Where do I start? I hear that and I am just furious. I am furious. This is not politics. Are you kidding me? This is nothing but pure politics. He's saying that it's our patriotic duty, yes, sir. The fatherland requires you to carry papers and check, the good people and the bad people, the people that are in, the people that are out. All these papers that they want us to carry, put in our phones, are very dangerous, so I'm going to get to that in a second. But let me get back to the real, actual report on why this just is such a lie, such an incredibly creepy, insidious lie, a game, a dangerous game they're trying to play with us. You have to now mask up. You've got to double down and mask up your patriotic duty. Not really. Patriotic duty to start scaring people more, causing more depression and suicide, causing businesses to lose customers and business and more loss of jobs, and the cycle continues? I don't think so. You know what? I'll take my chances any day on dying from COVID. But, I think a pack of hits, give me liberty or give me death. I'll take death. Thank you. I'll take death over what they're proposing for us. Now, let me make my case that what they're saying is objectively not true. And one of the ways we know this, I'll just use Sweden. I've mentioned them so many times during this last year. But Anders Tegnell was Sweden's top epidemiologist. And he's the one that decided that Sweden would not lock down like the rest of the world. They just would not do it. They wouldn't have all the mandates. They would not close business. They didn't do it. The social distancing, maybe it's some of it, but hardly any of it. They call it the way it's been described in this is, I'm reading this from the Foundation for Economic Education. They call it Sweden's laissez-faire approach, and certainly it was that. So this is what Tegnell said in a recent interview to Reuters. I think people will probably think very carefully about these total shutdowns, how good they really were. They may have had an effect in the short term, but when you look at it throughout the pandemic, you become more and more doubtful. Tegnell was referring to data published by Reuters that shows Sweden, which shunned the lockdowns and embraced by most nations around the world, experienced a smaller increase in its mortality rate than most European countries in 2020. John Carlson is the director of the Public Health Agency of Sweden, said some believe that it was possible to eliminate disease transmission by shutting down society. We did not believe that, and we have been proven right. Reports last April showed that despite widespread criticism for not embracing a full government lockdown, COVID-19 had reached what Tegnell described as a plateau in Sweden. That was last April. That was a year ago. Last April, they had already reached a plateau. And so it goes on to talk about... this is from Bloomberg. I'll read this last sentence. No, I don't have time to read all of that. We'll put this article on our Facebook page. It's Sweden saw lower mortality rates than most of Europe in 2020 despite no lockdown. And so this article is very interesting, although the song goes to the end of it. It says, one reason Sweden saw a lower mortality rate than most of its European counterparts is because its leaders recognized this. As a result, Sweden avoided much of the collateral damage associated with lockdowns, which includes economic distress, increased suicide, depression from social isolation, drug and alcohol abuse, and other adverse public health consequences. And remember Dr. Fauci said, this is recalled in this article, he said this last spring, we can't stay locked down for such a considerable period of time that you might do irreparable damage and have unintended consequences, including consequences for health. That's what he said last year. Oh, what a...
All right, I'm going to cut the tape right there, but I think you guys got the gist of it all, and there's a lot more to that she said. And then she gets all into this so-called, this is KK4WX for ID, by the way, and then she gets all into this so-called vaccine passport. And folks, you want to stay away from this, and from what I understand, or what she thinks anyway, is that this is something that's downloaded on your smartphone. And then from there, they can track you anywhere they go, which, of course, if you've got a smartphone on you, I've got news for you, they can track you anyway. They can track you anywhere that you go with if you've got one of these smartphones on you. So anyway, Bob, back over to you, and I hope you were able to copy okay. This is KK4WX, over.
Thank you, Russell, KK4WX. That was excellent. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I agree. Give me liberty or give me death. And when I listen to that and he says about, oh, this is your patriotic duty. It's not political, but it's your patriotic duty. What year was it in Germany? 1939 or maybe thereabouts, where the Jews had to carry documents with them. They had to carry their papers over.
Roger, roger, yeah, absolutely. And think of, I don't know if you remember seeing the videos and stuff taken way back then when the Nazis and Hitler was coming into power, but they were burning all these books, just burning these piles and piles of books. Well, have you noticed anything about Amazon and Facebook and Google? All these high-tech social medias and everything else, have you ever noticed anything that's kind of in common with that? I mean, after all, if you say anything about, I don't know, this same-sex marriage thing, you know, that's something that, my religious judge is on. I mean, we don't go along with men going into women's bathrooms, or we don't go along with this same-sex transformations and whatnot, paying for, these things like abortions and whatnot, any of this ungodly. Well, my goodness, the next thing you know, you're banned from Facebook, or your book is banned from Amazon or wherever. So do you see any similarities there, Bob? Over.
Well, they're not actually burning up, but they're canceling up. This whole cancel culture is out of control. I am using the statement just like the abortionist. My body, my choice. I am not taking that shot. Over.
Roger. Well, I haven't taken the vaccine. I don't believe I need it. As far as that goes, I'm not 100% sure. But I think that me and my immediate family have all, you know, well, I believe what last March, not this month, but the March a year ago, March or February a year ago, we came down with a sickness that pointed to a lot of the signs of COVID. And I know it lasted about 2 weeks on me. It took me every bit of 2 weeks to get over it. It wasn't easy. I had a lot of drainage and whatnot down in my lungs, a lot of fluids and things of that nature. But whether it was COVID or not, I don't know. But we survived it. We tested it out. We took our vitamins. We drank plenty of fluids. And that's the usual thing, you know, when you get those kind of symptoms, those flu symptoms and whatnot. So, you know, we didn't just go out and run around and go crazy and try and give it to everybody. We stayed at home and stayed away from the public and tried to treat ourselves the best way we knew how with home remedies and taking things like Theraflu and whatever. But I haven't had any type of signs or anything or any kind of sickness ever since. So there's a good chance that me and my family is immune to COVID because I think we've already had it. So why would I go out there and take a vaccine? Why would I do that? I don't want a vaccine. A lot of people are dying from it. They're getting all kind of problems. And then the next thing you know, you wind up having to take some kind of a vaccine passport or something and put it on your iPhone. No, thank you. KB0R, no, I'm trying to play Moe's calls out. Anyway, go ahead, Bob, KK4W.
Roger, Russell, KK4WX, KHLY. Yes, I am not going to part out. If you Google, and they took the link off, but you can find it. If you would Google Sherry, the common spelling Sherry, Tenpenny, T-E-N-T-E-N-N-Y, Sherry Tenpenny. She is a female doctor in Cleveland, Ohio. She has a video. It's about an hour long, but the first 45 minutes are what's important. She has studied viruses. She is well-renowned. She's an older female doctor, and she talks about this vaccination. Not everybody, but she expects to see 4 months to 1 year after people start receiving this vaccination that there will be autoimmune disorders and as worse as Bell's palsy, Joker.
Well, I've got something here that may help you out as well. There is a cure. There's a cure for COVID, but evidently our government didn't want you to know about it, even though they did have a Senate hearing on it. They had a Senate committee hearing on it or whatever, and Rand Paul was part of it. But if you'll write this down, then I believe if you'll read the information on this website and watch some of the videos, it'll explain it. But it's called COVID-19 criticalcare.com. That's all one word. That's COVID as in COVID, and then the number's 19, and then the word critical, C-R-I-T-I-C-A-L, and then the word care, C-A-R-E.com. All one word, lowercase. It will take you to what's called the FLCCC Alliance. That's the FLCCC Alliance. And I've watched this doctor. He's a physician, and he's been on numerous Christian broadcast outlets and whatnot, and talking about the treatment using a drug called ivermectin. Ivermectin is a treatment that they've been using for years and years and years, and they still use it. It's very, very common using it with cattle and other animals and whatnot, such as dogs, your pets and whatnot, treating them for heartworm prevention. It also treats them for animals and things like cattle and whatnot for parasites. But anyway, this particular website, if you go to it and play some of the videos and read it, you will be shocked at some of the information that you'll find out on this website. People that have taken ivermectin and also a dose of vitamin regimen such as vitamin D and zinc, and seem like there's another one or two, but if they take that along with ivermectin, practically overnight when they come down with COVID-19, overnight they show signs of improvement, and then within days they're over it. So if they haven't lost hardly any patients at all that have been on this regimen. So you guys might want to look that up and read about it and watch the videos that is on this site. I believe you'll really get something out of it and enjoy it. So back to you there, Bob. K-A-H-J-O-Y from K-4-W-S.
All righty, Russ. I wrote it down. Tomorrow when I go to work, I have some downtime. I will definitely look at that. So thank you much. I'm going to move down the list to Miss Laura and Mr. Marty, N2JTTF and N2IRJ. They are in the listening mode, so good evening to both of them. And let me see if I have any other late check-ins in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so let me throw out another article. This is from the Western Journal. One of Democrats' worst nightmares could just be getting started. When their party is tenuous control of the White House, the Senate, and the House, the Biden administration is planning a massive new spending package that will include a gigantic tax increase to help pay for Democratic dreams. But with the loudest voice in the Republican Party speaking out Wednesday, his job might not have just gotten considerably harder. In a statement released in an email, the 45th president, President Trump, blasted Biden's plan as a massive giveaway to China and many other countries that will send thousands of factories, millions of jobs, and trillions of dollars to those competitive nations. Still quoting, this legislation would be among the largest self-inflicting economic wounds in history. The statement continues, if this monstrosity is allowed to pass, the result will move more Americans out of work, more families shattered, more factories abandoned, more industries wrecked, and more Main Street boarded up and closed down. Just like it was when I took over the presidency 4 years ago. I then set a record of low unemployment with 160 million people working. Democrats and their boasters in the mainstream media will no doubt be tempted to try to write off Trump's statement as the roaring of a toothless lion, a creature that once threatened them but they're now managed to silence. His statement came on the same day the social media granted Facebook was making headlines for removing a video of Trump being interviewed by his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, for an Instagram post. This social media stuff is just crap. That would be forgetting the 63 million voters who turned out for the Trump-Pence ticket in 16, and the 74 million who showed up 4 years later in 2020. Many of those supporters turned out on social media to support Trump's statement, though there were plenty of liberal attackers from the depths of the cesspool. So, it is. It's going to be devastating to America. We cannot pass money out like that. I know it's nice when you get in the mail, but somebody has to pay it back, and it's going to be us in the long run. With that being said, let me see if I have any other late check-ins, and I'll go on to the top. This is KHOI. Nothing heard. I'm going to go back to Mr. Moe. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, what do you have to add, sir?
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob. I used to buy Ivo Max medication. You buy it from the veterinary, and you use it on cattle. And there's nothing wrong with it. That's what Trump took, was Ivo Max. It's just plain old Ivo Max. Anyway, these people that, this is just a joke, I think. We'll leave it there as a joke. Anyway, these people are taking this vaccine, eventually their toenails will turn green and they'll be walking down the street and they'll feel something fall out of their pet wings. And they'll look back and say, oh no. Uh-huh. Anyway, West Virginia has just passed a law, I'm sure you guys heard it being that close, that they're a sanctuary state now. That keeps the feds out of their weapons and what have you. Oklahoma is also a sanctuary state. That's good. Missouri, they keep passing the bill down to the bottom of the net, so they aren't passing it yet. And that's the way with Nebraska. They aren't passing it either because they keep poking it down to the bottom of the deck. And that's because of Omaha, I'm quite sure. Anyway, that's what I got for right now. KD0RSA, back to you, Bob. Over.
All righty, Mo, thank you. It's amazing how the different states, the red and the blue states, Ohio is still doing the mask, but we are pretty much letting the reins loose. Restaurants are doing pretty well. The stores are pretty crazy. They still want you to wear a mask. I'm kind of a nasty person. I always tell them, oh, I'm okay. I have a ripped condom on, so I'm protected. And then they look at me with crossed eyes, so it's great fun. Mr. Russ, what else do you have next on your agenda? KK4WX, KHOI.
Okay, Bob, KAHJOY from KK4WX. I think what she had such a good show there, I'm going to pick it right back up on Sandy Rios. And by the way, guys, if you want to listen to Sandy Rios, you can catch her podcast. All you have to do is, I'm sure you just Google it or whatever. She's also got a Facebook account where she posts everything on Facebook. But you can go to the AFR website and also get her podcast there. So, I'm going to put her back on and let her finish out that first little bit that before her break, and let's see what else she has to say there. But it's the whole program was extremely good, and I encourage everybody to go back and listen to it. And listen about this alarming vaccine passport. This is no good, guys. So anyway, here goes.
It's money now, in terms of all the money we can gain from doing these things, from vaccines, from masks. Control, the incredible control that's been gained by people like Fauci and others, and Joe Biden now is pulling the strings again. And so he's warning governors, you know, reinstate the mask mandate and make sure both businesses do the same thing. You governors, it's your patriotic duty. Well, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, wasn't having it. Clip one.
You want the fox to guard the hen house? I mean, give me a break. I think this is something that has huge privacy implications. It is not necessary to do. You know, we're going to have hit 3.5 million seniors that have gotten shots sometime this week, like 75% of seniors. It's important to be able to do it. But at the same time, we are not going to have you provide proof of this just to be able to live your life normally. And I'm going to be taking some action in an executive function, emergency function here very shortly.
Okay, so he's talking about the vaccine passports, which I want to talk about. But Ron DeSantis is not having this. He's become really the leader, really. I just buy default. There's nothing else. He's willing to take a stand. He's willing to fight back. And thank God for Ron DeSantis. And other Republican governors have followed suit, and thank God for all of them, too. Sometimes courage breeds courage, and he certainly has it. But it's courage against the windmill. It is a windmill. But this is what they're using as a hammer. Let me explain something. Now, this is probably the most frightening thing. I have not been happy this last year at the lies and deceit and the manipulation, the control of people, the fear I see on people's faces. It upsets me so much I can't tell you. Not going to church, not meeting in church, separated by these false distances, completely unverified by the science. And just seeing the control that we've seen arbitrarily exercised by people in Washington, and to see people comply so easily and not even think about it has been one of the hardest things to watch, I think. But vaccine passports takes this to a new level. And let me explain this. There's a whole long article in Washington Post about it. Let me just say that the administration is working on this, but they're saying, basically, oh, it's not us, it's going to be companies are going to be doing this. It's just that we're kind of helping get them together and expedite it. But, hey, it's not us. It's not coming from us. It's just coming from companies. And if you're wondering what this means, vaccine passports, it does not mean just something to show that you've had the vaccine. It isn't just that. Let me read from Naomi Wolf. Naomi Wolf is an uneven kind of source, but she's certainly not a conservative. This is what she has to say. Wake up, world, for the love of God. As I've been screaming for a year, it's not about virus. It's even not even about a vaccine. It's the data. The vaccine is an excuse, a Trojan horse, to get you to agree to a platform that is already 360-degree surveillance, geolocation, and turn society off and on. And she says, once you agree to this platform, what they're planning on doing is have you download it to your phone. It's just a passport. But it's so much more than that. And please listen. Please listen. I'll try to make this big, huge thing short and concise. Once you agree to this platform, any functionality can be loaded into your phone, turning off and on access to society, goods, information, movement, based on your behavior. Once this platform is mandated, you can no longer opt in or out of it as you do when you sign I agree to terms and conditions on a website. You will be forced to agree in order to work, socialize, travel, and any functionality, which is social credit system, like PayPal, can be turned off if you won't have any way of doing commerce. And based on your social media behavior, it will be, if you restrict you to your home base, whether you saw a dissident, which this app will know, or a forbidden play the night before, can be loaded onto it with no problem, without additional consent from you, which you can't revoke anyway. And then she goes on to say, the granddaughter of a woman who lost brothers and sisters to the Holocaust, I don't say this lightly. IBM is producing the New York City version, and that's true. And then she says, IBM's German subsidiary, Nazi Germany, built the forerunner of a digitized system like this using punch cards. That, first, did exactly what vaccine passport proposes. Separated Nazi Germany into two-tier society, Jew and Aryan, using the technology of the day. Then IBM created the mechanized list that allowed Jews to be rounded up swiftly, efficiently, exactly the same system, updated. Before that, Nazis created exactly what vaccine passports explicitly promised. Separation of society into two tiers. The clean, privileged, with access, and the unclean, restricted, stigmatized, marginalized. There is no going back once this platform unrolls. There is no escape. And if you think that's extreme, there's an interesting article in The Guardian this morning. This is a British outlet, and it's written by a Brit named Stephanie Hare. And she says, give pause before you raise a glass to the prospect of a vaccine passport. And she reflects much the same thing. And she talks about it from the vantage point of someone who lives in the UK. We'll put that article also on our Facebook page. Give pause before you raise a glass to the prospect of a vaccine passport.
Okay, I'm stopping it right there. I think you the best of that. This is KK4WX for ID. And, guys, I'm telling you, this vaccine passport, Ron DeSantis is the first governor that's come out against it and says, no, he's not going to allow it. And I just hope that we've got a lot more governors and a lot more people out there that's got some common sense that says no to this thing. This is nothing more than something that's going to keep track of you anywhere and everywhere you go, and probably keep track of your finances and no telling what else. So back there to you, Bob, K-A-H-J-O-Y. I hope you were able to copy that. This is K-K-4-W-X.
Very good copy, Russ, KK4WX. You said her name is Sandy Rail. Is it spelled R-A-I-L?
Negative. It's Sandy Rios. That's R-I-O-S. Sandy Rios. And the show is called Sandy Rios in the Morning. Sandy Rios in the Morning. She comes on at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. 8 o'clock Eastern Time. I guess that would be an hour later on the clock in, in Western Time or whatever. But anyway, Alabama Time is what I call it. But it'd probably be an hour earlier then. So maybe where you're at, it might come on at 7 in the morning. But like I said, you can get... you can get all these broadcasts and everything, and everything and replay every one of them on her podcast. Just download her podcast.
Roger. I wrote down the spelling. Thank you. And as far as the vaccine passport, Ohio has a Republican governor, but he's kind of a rhino. So... He's not set either way, so he's definitely not for the people like the Florida guy is, so we'll have to see how that plays out. All right, let me see if I have any additional check-ins before I acknowledge the next group. So this is KAJOY for the Liberty Net on Wednesday night. Do I have any late check-ins?
And four are okay.
Mr. Larry, I certainly hope you were there long enough to hear the recordings from Mr. Russell.
Well, Russell has a great recording. Thanks for playing those. They were good and loud, just perfect. You did a tremendous job.
All righty, sir. Well, let me acknowledge Miss Laura and Mr. Marty again. They're listening. To JTT and N2IRJ. And Mr. Larry, I'm going to hand it right off to you, sir. So N4RQ, good evening. Thank you for joining us. This is KHOI.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bob. I think they finally got the vessel underway there over in the Suez Canal. Let's see what. Yeah, one article here where they hooked a bunch of tugboats to it, and the tide came in a little bit and loaded it up a little higher, and they finally got that thing released there from the front that was causing the problem, the front of the boat, and got it going there. There's two additional tugboats to pull it, Egypt Suez Canal, to aid efforts to free a skyscraper-sized container ship wedged for days across the crucial waterway, even as major shippers increasingly diverted their boats out of fear that it might take even longer to free. The MV Aegean, a flag Japanese-owned ship, whose cargo between Asia and Europe got stuck Tuesday in a single-lane stretch of the canal in the time since. Authorities have been unable to unstick the vessel and traffic through the canal valued at over $9 billion a day have been halted, further disrupting a global shipping network already strained by the coronavirus pandemic. The Dutch flagged Alp Guard, G-U-A-R-D, a specialist tugboat arrived at the location Sunday, according to the ship technical management company, Bernard Schultz Ship Management. The Italian flag tugboat Carlo Magno was also closed, having reached the Red Sea near the city of Suez on Sunday. The tugboat, along with at least 10 others already there, will be used to nudge the quarter mile long ever given as dredgers continue to evacuate sand from underneath the vessel and mud cake to its port side. So, and then got the information that they finally did get that thing moving, and so got maybe everyone else moving also, so they can keep that. Of course, we built the Suez Canal when ended up Carter, President Carter at the time, ended up giving it back to the people over there. So now I understand that China runs it. So we messed up big time. Says, here's some more about it. It says, grounded cargo ship freed and moving. Boat's horn blared and salvage workers chanted Monday as one of the largest ships in the world was refloated and churned through the Suez Canal, opening a crucial global shipping lane. Hopes happened that hundreds of waiting ships would soon be sailing through the canal to tug pull the ever given to Great Bitter Lake, a wider stretch of water in the middle of the canal where the ship will undergo a technical inspection. Ship Canal Authority said, we pulled it off. Peter Brankowski, CEO of Boss Carlos, the salvage firm tied to ever given, said in a statement, I am excited to announce that our team of experts worked in close collaboration with the Suez Canal Authority, successfully refloating the ever given, thereby making free passage through the Suez Canal possible again. It was not clear when ships would again flow through the 120 mile long waterway linking the Mediterranean and Red Sea. The canal carries more than 10% of the world's trade. German insurer Allianz, that's spelled A-L-L-I-A-N-Z, estimated the cost of the blockage at up to $10 billion a day. The Panamanian flag cargo ship weighs 220,000 tons, is nearly a quarter mile long, and carries 20,000 containers. The ship ran aground in high winds on March the 23rd. I've got one more article here that I'll go ahead and read. Infowar will keep Friday. Okay, Biden gives a boost to offshore wind energy. He's a wind energy man. Matthew Daly, Associated Press, USA Today. The Biden administration is moving to sharply increase offshore wind energy along the East Coast, saying Monday. It is taking initial steps toward approving a huge wind farm off the New Jersey coast as part of an effort to generate electricity for more than 10 million homes nationwide by 2030. Meeting the target could mean jobs for more than 44,000 workers and for 33,000 others in related employment. The White House said the effort also would help avoid 78 million metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions per year, a key step the administration fought to slow global warming. What a bunch of baloney. President Joe Biden believes we have an enormous opportunity in front of us, not only address the threats of climate change, but uses the chance to create millions of good-paying union jobs that will fuel America's economic recovery, said White House Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy. Nowhere is the scale of that opportunity clearer than for offshore wind. The administration's commitment to the still untapped industry will create pathways to the middle class for people from all backgrounds and communities, she added. The administration said it intends to prepare a formal environmental analysis for the Ocean Wind Project off of New Jersey that would move Ocean Wind toward becoming the third commercial scale offshore wind project in the U.S. The Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management said it is targeting offshore wind projects in shallow waters between Long Island and the New Jersey coast. A recent study shows the area can support up to 25,000 development and construction jobs by 2030. The Ocean Energy Bureau said it will push to sell commercial leases in the area in late 2021 or early 2022. Ocean Wind, 15 miles off the coast of southern New Jersey, is projected to produce about 1,100 megawatts a year, enough to power 500,000 homes. The Interior Department has previously announced environmental reviews for Vineyard Wind in Massachusetts and South Fork Wind Farm about 35 miles east of Montauk Point in Long Island, New York. Vineyard Wind is expected to produce about 800 megawatts of power and South Fork about 132 megawatts. Biden is vowed to double offshore wind production by 2030 as part of his effort to slow climate change. The likely approval of the Atlantic Coast projects, the leading edge of at least 16 offshore wind projects along the East Coast, marks a sharp turnaround for the Trump administration, which stymied wind power both onshore and in the ocean. As President Donald Trump frequently derided wind power as an expensive, bird-slaughtering way to make electricity, and his administration resisted or opposed wind projects nationwide, including Vineyard Wind. Development of the Massachusetts project temporarily withdrew its application last year in a bid to stave off possible rejection by the Trump administration. Vineyard Wind is slated to become operational in 2023, with Ocean Wind planning a year later. Well, we'll see how that looks coming out. I don't think it's going to mount to a hill of beans. I think this wind project is a waste of money, and I know that worked out when it got real cold down in Texas. When it got down there, all their power went off and everything. It did not keep the power going for the Texans down in when it dropped the load down to zero, and then about this past year, it was a time in the cold. So, this windmill stopped and it froze up, couldn't do anything. We'll see how these liberal Democrats are going to do in the future. I do not think that they know what they want. Their mind is so warped to this EPA avenue that they really are letting the natural gas and the oil and the gas and everything go to nothing, and we'll be buying it all back from Saudi Arabia and Russia and who knows where else. And before it's over with, they're going to be paying a tremendous price for it. We will not be the top energy producer anymore in the world unless we get another Trump or these Trumps back in. Well, thank you, there, Bob, from Larry in Tennessee, KAHJY from M4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. That was some good information. And that was one damn big ship. I wonder who's going to pay all the fines or the losses for that ship. Have you any idea? Over.
No, I don't didn't discuss that, so you're guessing a good amount.
Amazing, that ship being sideways in the canal. Alrighty, sir, before I go up the top of the list, let me see if I have any additional late check-ins. This is KAHJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Alrighty, I'm going to throw one out again before I hit the third round. You know how good old Sleepy Sloppy Joe is carrying on about those assault weapons. We got to get rid of those assault weapons. Well, an assault weapon is really not something that, you can say it exists. It's a long rifle. It's a rifle, instead of having a wood stock, has plastic type of grips and handles. So, they've also been changing the words from assault weapon to weapons of war. That's their new word. But let's talk about long rifles, because that's what they are. They're a long rifle. 2019, Federal Bureau of Investigation, the homicides in America, 2019, homicides from long rifles, 364 long rifle homicides. From bat, fist, or blunt object, 600 homicides in 2019. That's twice as much as long rifle or assault weapon. So I'm not sure, maybe we should start banning the baseball bat. But the best one is the homicides from knives, from sharp objects such as knives. 1,476 homicides in 2019. So that's just about three times as many were killed by knives than were with long rifles. So does that mean we should start banning your cutlery? Why doesn't Sleepy Sloppy Joe want to take your Cutco knives away from you? That's how silly this is. They are making a play on a against the assault rifles, but you never want to let a disaster or some type of an incident. You've got to make sure you explore them. That's the most important thing. And let's see, Mr. Russell, you were right. I also heard where the Chinese Navy is larger than the American Navy at the present time when it comes to ships. So let me go back up to Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, KAHJOY.
KD0RSA, Moe up here. Thank you, Bob. Anyway, well, I don't have much else to add except I thought Truman was a bad president. He was a saint compared to this thing we got now. He's a disaster. As far as I'm concerned, he's a disaster. And there's no other word to put it to. It's just flat out stupid disaster. He's wanting to tear down the tear everything down that has been built up for over years, besides the Constitution, you know. And he's just a disaster, and so I don't know what else to say except that as far as this virus thing, we're going around to these corporations and getting them to agree that everybody has to get a vaccinated and get one of them cords if they want to do business in there. Well, I guess at my age, I'm not going to do business with them. I got kicked out of my Nords because I wouldn't wear their mask. So I went someplace else and bought what I needed. Anyway, well, that's what happened there. And as far as this gun thing, they'll have a lot of trouble getting the guns because I went out and talked to the sheriff, and we both kind of agree with what's going on, and so he's pretty well going to stick up for the county, as far as I can understand anyway. Anyway, well, I had something else I was going to say, but I kind of forgot it, I guess. It's getting old age. I kind of forget one thing or another sometimes. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Bob. KD0RSA, over.
Thank you, Mo. That's right. They can make all these rules, but the sheriff's offices and most of the local police and that are not going to abide by it. We have a Second Amendment. And our right to own our weapons shall not be infringed. For some reason, especially this sleepy sloppy Joe, he does not understand the word infringed. So we'll have to work with him. Alrighty, Mr. Russ, we're back to you again. It's going to be kind of a quick net. KK4WX, KAAJLY.
Okay, Bob, KAAJLY, in the Liberty Net Wednesday night edition there, this is Kilo Kilo 4 Whiskey X-Ray, Southern Georgia. And hello to you up there in Tennessee. Mr. Larry, good to hear you. Like always, good signal, M4ROQ, really good signal down here tonight. And I don't have a whole lot more to add, but I will just follow up a little bit on your comments on the Second Amendment and your statement about what they were saying that what they're trying to ban or whatever is weapons or weapons of war. Well, I've got news for you. Show me one rifle or whatever that wasn't at one time a weapon of war. I mean, stop to think about it. Go all the way back to the muzzle loading days. I mean, when you had the Brown Betches and the old Enfield, the good old Enfields that the Confederates used in the war between the states, or as I would like to say, the war of northern aggression. The Springfield, the 58 caliber three-band muzzle loader. I mean, are you kidding? They were all weapons of war from the very beginning. Even when the conquistadors landed on the shores of Florida and whatnot, and they had their matchlock, they were all weapons of war. They weren't necessarily designed for hunting. That wasn't the reason that they were ever designed. They were designed for war. It's that simple. The Levis and Winchesters and what is the other lever action I'm trying to think of? The Sharps, all of them. They were all weapons of war, right on up to the modern bolt action rifles. You look at the Mauser and whatnot that the Germans and other countries toted during World War II, World War I. The M1 Garand, the automatic, later on the M14, M16, I mean, they were all really weapons of war, designed after weapons of war, if you want to put it that way. So they were weapons of war. Does that mean that we're not good enough to have possession of them? According to our Constitution, we are. We have the right. The Second Amendment gives us that right. So, what is it for? In case of tyranny within our government. Now, that's the part they don't like. They don't want you to hear. They don't want you to read it. It's the part where it says in the event that we have tyranny within our own government. And ladies and gentlemen, may I suggest to you that I think we're mighty close to having tyranny in our government. Have you ever seen such an election that we had in the last election of 2020? Where we had all these crazy mail-in ballots. Just mail just indiscriminately to all kind of addresses, even post office boxes and places of businesses where there was no, the addressee wasn't even known. You had dead people voting. What in the world is this country coming to? We're becoming a Venezuela real quick. Yes, that's exactly the reason why we were given the Second Amendment. Was because of tyranny within our own government. So with that, Bob, I'm going to sign and say good night. I've got to get up and go to work early in the morning, and I will try to get in here again maybe Saturday night. Maybe I can join you. I've been missing the Liberty Net quite a bit, but well, we've had a lot going on here, so I won't go all into details. But anyway, Very 73 is the one and all, and I have enjoyed it. Mo, good to hear you, and always enjoy listening to you also, and anybody else that might be out there listening to the Liberty Net. K-A-H-J-O-Y, this is K-4-W-X from Southern Georgia.
All righty, Russ. Well, hang around long enough for Larry's last comment before we close the net. But you mentioned weapons of war, and fortunately you didn't steal my thunder. What was the Colt 1911, the 45 caliber 1911? That was a weapon of war. The 38 caliber Peacemaker, that also was designed and used during wartime. Over.
Roger, roger. I can't think of hardly any weapon that wasn't used for war purposes. I mean, I know we have the, the revolver. We've got the 22 rifles and things of this nature that was primarily designed for hunting. But I'm talking about the main rifles and things of this nature that. From the beginning of time, I mean, they were all designed for defense, or even taking over a country, or conquering the enemy, or however you want to put it. I mean, heck, as far as that goes, look at the crossbow. I mean, you can look at all the weapons. They were all weapons of war. Bob, over.
Roger, roger. That's a very, very good statement. Save that one for next Saturday night, and hopefully we have a bigger crowd and you can use it over. So let me go to Mr. Larry as the last on the list before I sign for the night. N4ROQ, K-A-J-O-Y.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Good to hear you in there, Rush. Sounding good. I hope everything works out good for you down there. Germany puts restrictions on AstraZeneca use. Runs from Berlin, Associated Press, USA Today. German health officials agreed to restrict the use of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine in people under 60 amid fresh concerns over unusual blood clots, reporting from those who received the shot. Health Minister Jen Spahn. State officials agreed unanimously to the only give the vaccine to people of age 60 or under unless they belong to a higher risk category for serious illness from COVID-19 and have agreed with their doctor to take the vaccine despite the small risk of a serious side effect. Now, no, all these, they're not even, these vaccines. As it's been stated by Bob, mainly there, and all the some of the like Tim Penny and Simone. Can't remember Simone's last name, but there's a lot of lady doctors and men also that are working on these. They're just experimental drugs. All these vaccines are experimental, and they have no comeback on them. They say there's been over 10,000 that they know of passed away after taking this shot, but they're keeping it quiet. Could be the next day, it could be a month, 3 months. Cancer and immune diseases down the road for you if you take these vaccines. Watch out for all this stuff. They have a high quantity of aluminum in them, aluminum particles, and vast other gene-altering medicines in there. So you're in trouble, if possibly if you you take these vaccines there. There's too many other that you mentioned, the ivermectin, that was great. But there's another one that they're trying to outlaw or trying to keep from people taking. The doctor's prescribing them. Simone Gold is the lady's name. If you look up S-I-M-O-N-E-G-O-L-D, there's some good information there. She's a lady doctor that goes over this virus, or this vaccine for the COVID-19 virus. She does not recommend it at all. It's very experimental. There's a lot of stuff in there that has never worked before, but they put it in this, in the vaccine, and she thinks it's a bad thing to take it at all. They want to give it to small kids and all this, and it's unbelievable what problems they're going to have in the future with all the people that they're giving these vaccines to. But I believe they're trying to wipe us out. And too many people in the world. Get the older people off the Social Security and stop the shorten their life. There's no doubt about it. And they want to get them off of it so they can have more money to spend. But just remember all that. The man following the recommendation of Germany's independent vaccine expert panel and comes after the country's medical regulator released new data showing that a total of 31 unusual blood clots, including 9 deaths, were reported by Barstow 29 out of some 2.7 million doses of AstraZeneca administered in Germany. The news is a further blow to the vaccine, which is critical to Europe's immunization campaign. And in Canada, AstraZeneca people under 55, citing new concern data from Europe. The whole continent over there had stopped for a while, and I noticed they started back up giving some of these vaccines over there. They know that it's deadly. It gives you a live virus. It gives you the Lyme virus, and it does have gene altering vaccine. It could alter your genes, and who knows what they could alter them to. So they're not really saying much. The only people that are talking about this, what makes up the vaccine, Simone Gold and Ken Kenny, and a few other doctors there that are talking about it on the internet. If they do not cut them off. They've been cutting them off at different times and stopping the transmission of the email of them at times. So if you can pull one out, you better read it, because they could stop it at any time. Okay, here's one about SpaceX launches test rocket, breaks apart before landing. Cape Canaveral, Florida, SpaceX chalked up another fatal landing Tuesday by for its futuristic bullet shape. Starship was a prototype large rocket broke apart before touchdown. A camera on the rocket froze not quite 6 minutes through the first flight, and dense fog in South Texas obscured view of the ruptured rocket. Another video showed debris raining down and explosions could be heard. SpaceX chief executive Elon Musk named the launch and landing area at the southeastern tip of Texas near the Mexican border, Starbase. I looked at a few of these rockets and things that they got. Man, they look kind of flimsy and cheap to me. So I'm hoping that they can get something going there. They're not having too good a success so far, it looks like. So I'll go ahead and stop it right there, and enjoyed everyone and Mo in there. I hope you're hearing me tonight, Mo. I'm going to try to be working on something that get a little better signal out, so maybe I can get something up there to you that you can hear. I know your antenna may not be real high, but we'll try to boost our signal for you up there. So thank you very much for the net, running the net tonight, Bob. And enjoy it there, K8JOY from N4ROK.
Alrighty, Larry, thank you for joining. I know it was kind of short. I didn't have the Jesse, we didn't have Bill, but it was good to hear Russell. It's always good to hear you, and it's good to hear Mr. Moe. So thank you for joining us. A lot of good information, and I took some notes, so that's always a good thing. So as I close the window for this night's Liberty Nest, kind of a short Wednesday night's Liberty Nest, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the U.S. Navy sailors and soldiers, as they are possibly listening. And 73 to other debtors, such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, and Ms. Laura, N2JPTF, as they are absent and possibly monitoring. It is my prayer for God to bless this great America. This is KAHJOY 73 Song. Good night.